Shalom to all. Today's office holding daf Lamed Daled, and we are starting Lamed Gimel Beis, the last word on the Amudin. Today's office sponsor Eli Nishmas Marsh Meir Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now we're in the middle of Sugya, but before we get caught up to speed of where we were, let's remember that most of today and tomorrow's Gemara centers around a discussion regarding chulin that's treated with a high level of kedusha. People who very often ate truma or kachim were often makbid to treat their truma or kachim as if it was that in order to accustom themselves to always maintain a high level of tahara. This way, they wouldn't ever accidentally eat truma or kachim in a state of tuma, because anyways, they're always makbid about being tahar. And these phrases are chulin anasa al taharas truma, or chulin anasa al taharas kodesh. It's chulin. We're just talking about regular chulin, but it's nasa. It's treated as if it's truma or kodesh, and a large part, it might actually attain those same dinim of tuma as truma or kodesh could. So now we come back to our sugya. We're in the middle of another answer to the Gemara's question of its diuk on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had stated that if an animal shechted and blood didn't come out, it's not makshar lekabel tuma and may be eaten with tummy hands. The Gemara was medayik that if blood did come out, then it may not be eaten with tummy hands. And then had proved that the Mishnah is referring to chulin, which led to the question, well, hands are only a sheni lotoma, and chulin doesn't become puzzle from a sheni. And the current answer they were dealing with is as follows, that the Mishnah is referring to a person who's careful with his chulin like hektesh, chulin shenasu al taharis ha-kodesh, and that has all the dinim of kodesh. Memela, it could be tummy with tummy hands. The Gemara then said that this is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because there's a clear machlekes Rabbi Yeshua brought in a Mishnah in taharis, and it's clear from there that Rabbi Yeshua only holds that chulin shenasu al taharis truma can become a shlishi, but not chulin shenasu al taharis ha-kodesh. And therefore must be that our Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer, not Rabbi Yeshua. That's more of a likema, but chulin shenasu al taharis truma v'Rabbi Yeshua. Why not say that our Mishnah is referring to chulin shenasu al taharis truma, and it could be Rabbi Yeshua? Says the Gemara, lois al kadatich, don't think that. Why is that? Diktani basar, because the Mishnah is talking about meat, and diba truma, if you want to say the Mishnah is referring to chulin shenasu al taharis truma, well, basar mi'ika, is there meat that could be truma? No, meat can't be truma, and therefore even if a person is makbit to treat his chulin al taharis truma, he's not going to be makbit to treat his meat al taharis truma, because he's never going to run into an issue that he might end up eating truma meat in a state of tuma, because there is no such thing as truma meat. So the Gemara asks, El Mai B'Kachim, so you want to say that our Mishnah is referring to Chulin and Nasal Taras Kachim? How does that make sense? Chai B'Kachim Yikah? Is there a Chaya by Kachim? No, our Mishnah talks about Shechting, a Behema, or Chaya. And there's no Chayos, non-domesticated animals that are able to be brought as Karbanos. So same issue that we just said by Truma would apply to Kachim. So Gemara answers, you're technically right. However, Basar or Basar Michlef. A person could get mistaken between two different types of meat. So you're right, even though a Chaya can't be Kachim, but a Behema could be Kachim. And therefore, such a person who treats his Chulin al Taharas Kodesh would do so even for a chaya, but basar beperi lemechlef, a person is going to get mixed up between meat and produce. Produce would have to be treated al taharis truma, but meat will never get mixed up with produce, so meat is never going to be treated al taharis truma. Therefore, our Mishnah can't be referring to chulin and nas al taharis truma, and so our Mishnah would be Rabbi Elazar and not Rabbi Yeshua. However, Amar Ula, Ula says chevraya amrin b'chulin shenas al taharis hakodesh udalai Rabbi Yeshua. The chevraya, will explain in a moment who that is. They were the ones that said that our Mishnah is referring to chulin shenas al taharis hakodesh, and it can't be Rabbi Yeshua. However, va'noamina, I, Ula, say the Rabbi Yeshua he. It is Rabbi Yeshua. And v'loimi baya ka'amar. Rabbi Yeshua in that Mishnah, he has this machlokes Rabbi Elazar, he was saying v'loimi baya. Namely, v'loimi baya chulin shenas al taharis kodesh, dechamiri, deisbu shlishi. You don't even have to say the chulin, which is nas al taharis kodesh, that's much more chamar, because we're talking about kodshim. For sure, that could become a shlishi. Ela filu chulin shenas al taharis truma nami isbu shlishi. The chedesh of Rabbi Yeshua is dafka by chulin shenas al taharis truma, that even though that's less chamar than kodesh, still it could also become a shlishi, and that's all Rabbi Yeshua is saying, and therefore our Mishnah could be Rabbi Yeshua, because in essence, according to Ula, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar are in agreement in regards to chulin and hasal taharas hektesh. Now we just clarify, man chevrayo, who is this chevrayo who holds that our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Bar Chana, he is Rabbi Bar Chana. How do we know this? Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, my hadri Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua la'adadi. What did Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua respond to each other in this argument that they had in the Mishnah? What was their discussion back and forth? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Yeshua, matzinu eichel chamer min ha'eichel. We find that one who eats is more chamer than the food itself. On Nevelas Oif Tahar, we have a kosher bird that died without being shechted, so it's a Nevela. It's not metame. If it touches something, it doesn't become tame. But Ve'ilu Oichla, if somebody eats the Nevelas Oif Tahar, metame begun mabe sablia. So he becomes tame and his clothing as well when that food goes into his throat. We've had this before a number of times. And therefore, Ve'anu, Heich Loi Nasa Oichal Kamachal. How can we not treat the person who eats the tame food just like the food itself? So if he eats a Rishon Latoma, he's going to become a Rishon. If he eats a Sheni, he's going to become a Sheni. So on and so forth, because we see that the person eating is more chamer than the food that's being eaten. Every Bishua, he would respond to that by saying, Minvelas Aivtar loy gamrinon. We don't learn from the veil of a kosher bird. Why is that the chiddushu? That's a chiddush, and we don't learn from a chiddush. El rather, what's shitas Rabbi Yeshua? Matsinu shehamachol chamer mina oichol. We actually found the other way around, that the food is more more chamer than the person eating it. Dilu machol bekabetzo. When we have food that's tamei, it's metame other things when it's the size of a betzo. But va'oichol, a person who eats food that's tamei, he's not going to have a strict din applied to him ad ochol kechatzi pras, until he eats the amount of a chatzi pras, which is two beitzim. So we find that the food is more chamer than the one who's eating it. And therefore, va'anu hechnasa oichol kamachol. How could we treat the one eating the food as if he's the same level of toma as the food itself when we just saw that the food is actually more chamer than the person eating it? Now, Rabbi Elazar, he would respond to that by saying, Toma mishiurim like Amrinon. We don't learn Toma from shiurim. What Rabbi Shira just quoted was regarding the shear. How much does the food have to be, or how much does the person have to eat? As opposed to levels of Toma, which is what Rabbi Elazar was talking about, we see the person is more chamer than the food. Va'aydim, furthermore, another response Rabbi Elazar would say to Rabbi Shua is Lidvarecha, according to you, meaning even if you want to say that we do learn Toma from shiurim, we still have an issue. Shatimer, you Rabbi Shua had said that Al Rishain Shani, if a person ate food that was a Rishain, so he becomes a Shani, Yafata Aimer, what you're saying is good. That makes sense. If he eat a Rishain, he should become a Shani. But Shani, Lama, if a person eats food, he's a Shani, he becomes a Shani. Why would that be? That doesn't make sense. He should at least go down a level. So Amar Lai, Rabbi Shua responds to Rabbi Elazar, Matsinu Shashani Oisa Shani Ade Mashkin. We find that a Shani turns something else into a Shani by way of Mashkin, meaning a food that was a Shani Lutoma touched another piece of food, but that piece of food had liquid on it, so the liquid actually becomes a Rishain. We're going to see that in a moment, and then in turn makes that food a Shani. And therefore, says Rabbi Shua, a person who eats a Shani, he also could become a Shani. So Rabbi Elazar responds to Rabbi Shua, Vahamashkin Nami Tchila Havu. That liquid, as we just said, becomes a Tchila, becomes a Rishain. Ditnan, the Mishnah says, Kala Paisal Betruma Metame Mashkin Lias Tchila. Anything that's able to Pasal Truma, meaning a Shani, that if it touches Truma, is going to turn into a Shlishi and Pasal it, is actually going to be Metame liquid to be a Tchila, to be a Rishain, Chutz Mitvul Yaim, except for Tvul Yaim. And therefore, if you, Rabbi Shua, are using this Svara, you should hold that if a person eats a Shani Lutoma, he becomes a Rishain, not just a Shani. And another question Rabbi Elazar asks on Rabbi Shua is that you had said, Shlishi, if a person eats a Shlishi Lutoma, Shani, he becomes a Shani. Lama, well, why is that? If he ate some of a Shlishi, how does he become a more Chamer Tuma than the food itself? So Rabbi Shua responds to Rabbi Elazar, Afani lo emarti el betruma. I only said that by Truma, Sheta Rasa, that its Tahar status, Lama Dalma Beza on top, Tuma he eats al Hektesh, is considered Tuma by Hektesh. In other words, since food that was Nasal Taharas Truma is considered Tame in regards to Nasal Taharas Kodesh, therefore when one eats a Shlishi that was Nasal Taharas Truma, it's at least a Shani vis-a-vis Kodesh, therefore the eater becomes a Shani as well. That's keeping with what he had said before, that a person who eats a Shani becomes a Shani. Now bottom line is as follows, from the fact that Rabbi Shua had responded what he just did now, that because the Tahar of Truma is considered Toma Eitzel Kodesh, that shows Rabbi Shua was talking Dafka about Nasal Taharas Truma and not Kodesh. And that's the way Chevrayo, which is Rabbi Rechana, understands Rabbi Yeshua. Now Ula, as brought above, who argues with this, holds that the statement of Rabbi Yeshua is really just an explanation of why he's more machmir with Kodesh, but still the din applies to Nasal Taharas Kodesh and it's not limited to Nasal Taharas Truma. Now that's the end to the answer on our Mishnah, and we continue discussing all these dinim. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Yanai, that Oichol Shlishi Shel Chulin Shenasal Taharas Kodesh. If a person eats Chulin Shenasal Taharas Kodesh and this Chulin was a Shlishi Latoma, Nase Gufay Shein LeKodesh, his body becomes a Shani in regards to Kodesh, and this is basically Shitas Ula that we just had before. However, Ace Reb Zeira Ravasi, Reb Zeira asked Ravasi, how could you say that? Reb Yeshua himself had said in the Mishnah, where he argues with Reb Elazar, Shlishi, if a person eats a Shlishi, Shani LeKodesh, it becomes a Shani LeKodesh, Ve'ein Shani LeTruma, but not a Shani LeTruma. And this is Bechulin Shenas Altaris Truma, regarding Chulin that was Nasu Altaris Truma. And what do we learn from here? Altaris Truma in Altaris HaKodesh Loid. That's only regarding Chulin, Nasa Altaris HaTruma, not regarding Chulin, Nasa Altaris HaKodesh. So how could you say that this is in regards to Chulin Nasal Taharas HaKadosh as well? Basically, Reb Zeira's question on Rabbi Asi is the way that Rabbi Rechana learns Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. So Amar Leir, Rabbi Asi responds to Reb Zeira, Laimi Baya Ka'amar. Rabbi Yeshua is really just saying a Laimi Baya. Laimi Baya Chulin Shenasal Taharas HaKadosh, but also Chulin Shenasal Taharas HaTruma. The Gemara asks, how could you say that? Well, Afani Loi Amarti El Betruma Ka'amar. Rabbi Yeshua himself had used this Lashon of, I only said this in regards to Truma. So how could you say he's also applying it to Kodesh? And the answer is, you're right. Amar Rein Nenu Valibid Rabbi Yechanan. It's a Machlikas Amar Rein what Rabbi Yechanan holds. In other words, Rabbi Asi holds just like Ula does, that when Rabbi Yechanan had said this explanation of Rabbi Yeshua, that was just Rabbi Yechanan's understanding of it, but not what Rabbi Yeshua himself said, as opposed to Rabbi Zeira, who would be going like Rabbi Rechana, who holds that when Rabbi Yechanan was commenting on Rabbi Yeshua, that's actually what Rabbi Yeshua himself holds, and therefore it only applies to Truma and not to Kodesh. Continuing this discussion, Amar Ula, here we have Ula himself telling us, Ha'aychol Shlishi Shel Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas Truma, if a person eats a Shlishi of Chulin that was Nasu Al Taharas Truma, Nifsal Gufay Melech nechal b'truma, his body becomes possible from eating truma. In other words, he becomes a shlishi and he's not allowed to eat truma. Ask the Gemara, my kamash malon, what's he teaching us? Tanina, we learned that in Mishnah before with this machlekes Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Elazar. What did Rabbi Shua say? Shlishi, if a person eats a shlishi, sheni l'kodesh vein sheni l'truma. He's a sheni in regards to kodesh, but not in regards to truma. And b'chol shenatzu ataris truma, this is in regards to chulin that's being treated like truma. And what do we see from here? The sheni who d'lehava, he's not a sheni, mashma shlishi hava, that he is considered a shlishi. So what does Ula need to tell us this for? The answer is imaihi. If we only had that member of Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah, hava mina, I would think loy sheni hava loy shlishi hava. Then when this person ate shlishi of chulin hanas al taras truma, not only is he not a sheni, but he's also not a shlishi. And v'ayi de amar sheni b'kodesh amar nami ain sheni b'truma. The only reason why sheni is mentioned over there, not shlishi, is just because since Rabbi Shua had said that he is a sheni in regards to kodesh, he says he's not a sheni in regards to truma. But it could also technically mean that he's not even a shlishi in regards to truma. Therefore, kamash malon, Ula's come along to tell us that he is a shlishi in regards to truma, and that's why we have to have Ula. However, Eser of Humnuna Ula, Humnuna asks Ula, we have a different mission that tells us very clearly, Harishon shebechulin tame umetame, Rishon of chulin is tame and metame, which means it itself is tame. We know that chulin could be a rishon, and it also is metame truma, making it a sheni. However, vasheni chulin, which is a sheni, paisal ve'ena metame, it passels, but it's not metame, which means when it touches truma, it makes the truma shlishi, and that basically just passels it and doesn't make it tame, meaning it doesn't make it a sheni. And vashlishi, when we have chulin, which is a shlishi, nechal benizid hadema, that could even be eaten in a nizid hadema. What's a nizid hadema? So nazid or nizid is a stew, kind of like when Esav came from the field and Yaakov was making a nizid adashim, a lentil stew. Hadema is a reference to truma. In other words, nizid hadema over here means they have a chulin, which is tame with a shlishi, and it's in a stew that's spiced with truma spices, maybe some truma oil, and it's not a problem, it's allowed to be eaten. Here's the problem. V'iyamrit, what you're saying is really true, that a person who eats shlishi chulin, shenas al taharis truma, that nifsal gufay melecha b'truma, his body now becomes possible to eat truma. So it's a fin le midi de possible le gufay. Are we going to feed him something which is possible for his body? How could you tell me that he's allowed to eat this shlishi that's in a stew mixed with truma? When he eats the shlishi, he now becomes possible to eat truma, and at the same time, he's going to end up eating truma because it's mixed in with the stew. How could you say that? Besides the fact that he's going to run into this obvious isser of eating truma when he's not allowed to eat truma, there's an added isser that we're not allowed to even feed something to a person that's usher to him. So Amalei Ula responds to Rav Nuna, Hanachlan Nizid Hadema, leave this case of Nizid Hadema, the stew that has truma mixed into it. Why is that? Laman Hamad Alfa on top, Deleke Kezias with Achilas Pras. He's not going to end up eating Kezias of truma within the amount of time of Achilas Pras, which is the required amount of time of eating it if it would be an Isser. And that's because we had said there's just spices or maybe a little bit of oil of truma mixed into here. And that's why Lechatchila, it's not a problem for him to eat this stew. But the original din stands strong. That if a person had eaten Chulin Hanas Al Taharis truma, that was a shlishi, he becomes puzzled to eat truma, and he is not allowed to eat regular truma. The stew, maybe yes, but regular standard truma, no. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.